That's 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden acknowledging that the next few days will be critical for his candidacy amid the criticism and questions swirling around his debate performance. ABC's Rachel Scott has been talking to Democrats.
They saw what happened on the debate stage. They said that was not good. Then they heard that the president had not even reached out to top Democrats on Capitol Hill. They said that wasn't good either. At the end of the day, this comes down to the American people. And guess what? The polls that we have seen since that debate still show that President Biden is losing to Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Hurricane Beryl remains a Category 3 storm with top winds of 125 miles an hour, the storm swiping southern Jamaica and now headed for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Californians are bracing for what's expected to be one of the state's worst heat waves in nearly two decades. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees, which, if that happens, would be the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how yesterday's ruling will be applied. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
I picked a black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined.
President Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Presidential campaigns owe the city of Green Bay over $55,000 for security expenses from the 2024 campaign and the 2016 campaigns. Mayor Eric Genrich's office released the numbers Tuesday. Former President Trump's campaign owes over $33,000 for his visit to the city on April 17th and over $9,000 for his 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still owe Green Bay money from their 2016 campaigns as well. Kristen Lierley is the only Democrat in the race to fill Mike Gallagher's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for the 8th Congressional District.
I care about affordable housing. Some of my patients don't have a place to live. They live in their cars. They live with their parents.
Republicans Andre Jock, Roger Roth, and Tony Weed will compete in the primary in August before their winner challenges Lierley in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field since 2005. Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray, pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red, we call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does. And you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the four-game series tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
In the words of Dwight D. Eisenhower, freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men. And so it must be daily earned and refreshed. Else, like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die. This message made possible by Greenway House Bed and Breakfast, an historic bed and breakfast in Green Lake. Book your visit today by calling 920-379-0033. Greenway House is a proud supporter of the United States military.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to another hour of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. It's producer Todd. John and Jim off this morning, but we're doing something very cool on this July 4th, and we're featuring the stories and the songs of veterans of the United States of America, men and women who have served our country. And their stories turned into great songs by singer-songwriters, right, a lot of times in Nashville. And we've got some great guests with us from Operation Song. We're speaking with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, also speaking with the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer. And we're learning more about Operation Song. Again, their website, operationsong.org. We've got several songs we want to share with you this hour, and we're going to get to those in just a bit. John, CEO of Operation Song. John, what's the cost of creating these songs, of the songwriting and the recording and the producing and getting them distributed on the website, all that kind of stuff? What is the cost when it comes to a song through Operation Song?
Notably, it's always free to veterans, military personnel, and their families. It's absolutely always free. And we would never charge a veteran because we believe every veteran deserves to be able to tell their story. And we really believe that every American should know and understand it. I don't think any of us would want to live in a country where we no longer appreciated our own military and those who put on the uniform, right? Because I like to say people can dispute the war. They can debate a conflict. They can debate politics. But we should never debate the individual in the uniform, right? People don't choose where they serve. They don't choose when they serve. And we've talked a little bit about this, but veterans often are reluctant to tell their story because sometimes they don't feel worthy. And that tends to be a huge barrier, right? That's actually the biggest cost in this all, right? Is the stories that go untold, right? And the veterans that don't have an opportunity to write their song, they don't have an opportunity to communicate to their peers, their family about their experiences and the impact of that on their life. So it's always free to the organization. It's about $1,500 per song. And we fundraise year round through events, through online fundraising, and all of that to ensure that it always stays free for veterans and their families. And so our tag, kind of has been culturally, hey, we'll write with as many veterans as we can. We'll onboard them in as many ways as we can. We thankfully get money from the Academy of Country Music. They have a nonprofit called ACM Lifting Lives that donates to us every year in order for us to maintain a virtual songwriting program to write with veterans around the country. And those songs tend to be a little bit more cost effective because they are virtual. There's no commuting, travel, or other expenses that go into that outside of just coordinating with the veteran virtually. But yeah, it's about 1500 veterans. And so if anyone listening is inspired by any of the songs, inspired by any of the music, wants to help veterans, always have a platform that is free to be able to share their stories. We would love if you donate. We always say every single dollar goes towards serving veterans and their families. And so $5, $10, whatever anyone can afford in their budget, we would love to take that and start serving more veterans with it.
And what's the website where people can go to actually do that?
Operationsong.org. You can also Google, Bing, Yahoo, Operation Song. We are always the first hit on your search engine, and you could just go directly to operationsong.org. You can find us on any social media platform at Operation Song and navigate to the website, donate. You could onboard, you could learn more about our programs, you could watch some of our World War II Preservation Project documentaries. And we'd love, even if you just went to the website, found us on social media, followed us, and just stay tuned with what we have, because the music we put out weekly, monthly, and yearly is inspiring. And so even if you can't donate right now, we'd love a like, we'd love a follow, and a listen.
Again, operationsong.org. Share it with a friend. Share the gift of song and share the gift of these stories with someone you love. Speaking of love, this song is called Love Dad, and it's written by Josh Greider and George Brown. George writes this letter to his son, basically telling him things that he hopes his son already knows. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You can catch reds all year round, but it's always best in the fall. And if you got a 3-0 count, let them throw you another ball. A beer now and then's okay, but don't let it get a hold of you. Try to listen more than you speak, and when you speak, tell the truth. When you go pick her up on that first day, shake her daddy's hand, and you'll never be too old to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And don't go looking for trouble, son, but if it comes your way, stand up for yourself and anybody else in harm's way. Life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Courage is contagious, just like smiles and confidence, and the words I'm sorry can heal more than most medicine. Be the first to help your brother, reach out and lend a hand. Laugh easy, pray often, win every race you can. Life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Work's got me away again and I'm sure missing you. They say tonight might get a little rough, but I've got a job to do. Moments over the course of your life, and right before you go, they say they flash before your eyes. Son, you're in all the best ones that I have ever had. Good night, sleep tight, I miss you, love, Dad.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
I could throw 80 down the middle, but I couldn't throw the jump. So coach put me on first base, and I made varsity in 91. But baseball wasn't gonna do it, and college wouldn't quite my speed, so I enlisted in the Air Force, just like my granddad fooled me. From Lackland to Fort Walton, to Fort Hood to Germany, I did things I never thought I'd do, saw things I can't unsee. And I served for 20 years, had more close calls than I care to name. But I still have reasons that I can't quite explain. Is living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you set him down and let him explain what it's like to spend a little time down the range. When I got out, I didn't carry the weight of that M4. Might not been more than 10 pounds, but it felt like the weight of the world. The only hammer I wanted to drop was on my Mustang GT, and the little things everybody worried about just didn't matter much to me. Cause it's living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you sit down and let them explain what it's like to spend a little time down the range. Ain't without struggle, I don't have it all figured out. I'm learning what to care for, what I just gotta forget about. But every time that I wake up on the right side of the dirt, is a blessing I'm grateful for, another day on this earth. Cause there's a living and a dying, giving up, still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Yeah, some come back, some never will. Don't judge a soldier until you sit down, let them explain what it's like to spend a little time down range. No, you never see things quite the same once you spend a little time downrange.
There's a great song called Downrange by Stephen Blackman and Josh Greider. Josh, an Air Force veteran serving as a forward air controller, telling us to be careful not to judge those who serve downrange. This is a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It is Operation Song on this 4th of July. More music, more stories on the way.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Producer Todd, without the guys today, I'm not having to keep them in line, but I'm having a blast because I'm listening to some great music, hearing some great stories in the process, and speaking with a couple of great gentlemen, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song. I can't even tell you how many times that I have teared up today, but that's just who I am. I hear these stories, and it makes me think of my dad, who, you know, we lost a couple of years ago, just over 2 years ago. And the thing about my dad was he was in the Korean War, but he never talked about it. We didn't know as a family a lot about his military time. There were some pictures and some stories about being here or there, but that was about it. And then after they die, you start going through things and you start learning stories. And I wish that my father could have opened up to me. I feel like I would have known him even better if he would have shared these stories. Mike, you've had a song written about you. You're kind of a singer-songwriter yourself. It's got to be therapeutic, not only for the veterans, but I would think for the songwriters as well, to hear these stories and then be able to create something from them.
100%. Yeah. It's, you know, our songwriters say all the time, you know, they're like, hey man, this guy told me this. And he said, he's never told anybody this, you know, and they're floored by the fact that they can develop that level of trust with them enough to where they just heard something they've never told anybody, you know? And I think the beauty of it comes in what I said earlier, is that these songwriters, they come into, they're not counselors, they're not therapists of any kind. They genuinely respect that person sitting across from them and want to help honor them by telling their story. And so, you know, by doing that and coming in just with, you know, just an open book and, you know, asking those dumb questions, you know, about everything. I think that really starts to, you know, as they begin to develop that conversation, that really starts to put the veteran at ease. I know it did with me. And, you know, before long, they just, man, they're saying everything. They're just getting it out because they feel comfortable at that point, you know. And it feels good to do that. You know, it's for many of these veterans, I think they've wanted to talk about their experiences. They want, you know, they'll talk about them with each other, you know, with other veterans, but, you know, they think there's things that their family members may judge them for, they won't understand, or they, you know, they just don't want to bring it up at all, you know, but, being able to, you know, to get it out instead of pushing it down, you know, and you keep, it's like anything, you keep pushing it down, eventually it's going to come out sideways, you know? And so I just think it's amazing to see that from both the songwriter and the veteran perspective. And, you know, we've had veterans tell us numerous times that Operation Song has saved their life just in telling their story, you know. One veteran, I'll tell you one more real quick. One veteran, she went through sexual assault in the military. And she said that, you know, whenever I struggle with that anymore, whenever I think about it, she goes, I just put it aside and I don't think about it, because all I have to do then is play my song and everything's better, you know? So, I mean, how powerful is that?
It's incredibly powerful, even as a listener to these songs. Let's share another one of those songs right now. Chuck Jones and Teresa Rear. Teresa wrote this particular song as part of the Share Atlanta program. And she outlines that while it's been a struggle to recover after war, her life should be viewed as a victory overall. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. This is called My Victory.
I came home a changed woman, broken and defeated. Wasn't even sure of my next steps. It's been a long time coming to get the help I needed. And there's still a ways to go, I'm not there. There's a glimmer of hope, a sliver of light.
Chuck Jones and Teresa Rear and My Victory, just one of the special songs that we are sharing today as part of this special 4th of July event on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. We've got more details about Operation Song coming up. We'll have more from Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song as well, along with a handful of more songs. But you need to know if these songs inspire you, if you want to hear more great stories from our servicemen and women, our veterans of the United States of America, you can log on operationsong.org for more songs, lots more songs, like all of them are right there. Like and share them on Facebook and other social media. That's a way you can help. You can also make a donation today to operationsong.org. Go there, donate $5, $10, whatever. Costs about $1,500 to create one of these songs, from writing to recording to producing. No charge to the veterans or their families. Let's keep this going. Help this program out. It's a great one. More Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on the way.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Coast Guard is closing two parts of the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. The affected areas go from Whitman, Minnesota to Trumbull, and then from La Crosse to the Quad Cities. The Coast Guard says the water is too high from recent rains to be safe for people or their boats. Public support is slipping a bit for new wind and solar energy projects, 75% compared to 80% according to the Pew Research Center. Advocates say people need to understand climate change is happening right now.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer, and then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police are investigating a homicide Tuesday night. Police were called to the 1000 block of Wisconsin Street for a body lying outside. When they arrived, they found the man had been shot to death. A person of interest has been apprehended. Police are continuing the investigation, but are seeking no additional suspects. What might seem like the most innocent can also be the most dangerous. Green Bay Metro Fire Lieutenant Shauna Wallish says sparklers are some of the most dangerous of the home-use fireworks.
Sparklers are, you know, kind of a hot topic. Sparklers can be really fun, but you got to be really careful with them too. So making sure you have, you know, that fire safety talk with your kids before you hand that over, because it is like handing a blowtorch over to a child.
Wallish said that 25% of firework-related injuries are sparkler-related and occur in children under 5 years old. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Partly cloudy this morning, scattered thunderstorms possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 85 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high tomorrow near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
In the words of Dwight D. Eisenhower, freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men. And so it must be daily earned and refreshed. Else, like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die. This message made possible by Greenway House Bed and Breakfast, an historic bed and breakfast in Green Lake. Book your visit today by calling 920-379-0033. Greenway House is a proud supporter of the United States military.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. A couple of special shows and then back live on the road to Trigby Olson. What makes Wisconsin great? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Been sharing great music, and we've got a handful of songs to get to yet before we wrap things up. At 9 o'clock, we want to thank John Foti and Mike Beyer for joining us from Operation Song with behind-the-scenes information about the organization and how you can help. Again, Operation Song. .org for more details. Let's start off with a song from Jim Collins and World War II veteran Paul Frederick. This is a story. Paul describes his ship being hit by a torpedo while in transit to the Pacific Theater and credits his guardian angel with saving his life. In fact, the title of this song is called Guardian Angel, and you're going to hear a little bit from Paul telling this story and then the song itself. It's a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
Me and my buddy were sleeping in the Higgins boat. And I woke up and I said, Harvey, I said, there's flares or something out there. And I said, we better go down and see what's going on. And they'd put the ship under general quarters. And we was, and a couple other of our guys come up, and ended up being five of us there. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go up here and see what time it is and get me a drink of water. This thing had an old clock on deck there and a water fountain. Well, I got as far as, I wasn't over, 30 feet or so from them. And I looked, and I got a glance at the clock. About that time, a sailor said, we're going to get hit. And I looked, turned around, and sure enough, the plane had dropped a torpedo, and it hit the ship I was on. And it killed, I mean, I was on fire, so I went in the water. First thing popped my mind, water puts out fire. So, and I was out there, and then some of us, other guys got together. We was in the water for about an hour and a half. They picked us up and put us aboard another APD. But the four guys I left, they got killed. And it couldn't have happened over a minute if it happened that quick. So that sold me on a guardian angel, which he put through me through other times too. But I lost four good buddies on that ship.
This song is dedicated to World War II Marine Corps veteran Paul Frederick.
"96 years old, but the stories that he told were like something from a Hollywood movie. He talked of World War II, all the brave men that he knew, and just listening to him sent a chill right through me. Like that early morning when he and four of his good friends were all awakened by a red flare in the sky. A torpedo hit his ship, and to this day he still lives with the fact his buddies died, but somehow he survived. He said, that's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He was there in Iwo Jima when they raised that flag of freedom, and he said it's something he'd never forget. He said there's so many memories, but the one that I'll keep with me is the day that me and my sweet Myrtle met. 71 good years together, but our love will last forever. Then he smiled and said, son, I'm one lucky guy. Yes, she's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian. Guardian angels.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
It's a duet. Back in South Carolina, the greens growing back on the trees. This desert in Cutter feels like 1,000 degrees. And I'm praying in mail come, there'll be something for me, from you. Even if it's just small talk and the weather, girl, that's all that's getting me through. I miss you, I want you, I can't wait to hold you again. Can you feel my heart beating for you? Wait for the day I won't be sleeping and dreaming alone. In the meantime, I'm living, living on letters from home. When my tour is over, I hope and I pray you'll still live. In the meantime, I'm living, living on letters from home.
Thank you.
Living on the letters from home, Chuck Jones, Katie Wynn, and Sean Locklear. And that's a song about the importance of staying connected at home. In fact, Sean, those are his words, right? That's his story of telling his love for his wife and how the thought of holding her kept him going. A special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. On with us from Operation Song, which is a great organization, and you can get more details on by going to operationsong.org. John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, what has Operation Song meant for you in your life?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think for me, for one, the one thing I struggled with the most about getting out of the military is I thought I missed the military. I didn't miss the military. I missed the people. You know, I missed my battle buddies and my friends. And I think for me, it allowed me to, one, stay connected with the veteran community and their families. But it also allowed me to see all the different perspectives of, you know, of service. You know, every branch, you know, when you're in the Army, you know, and you're in a specific portion of the Army, that's what you see, that's what you primarily know. And so it really gave me, you know, insight into the total picture of service And not just in the Army, but also in every branch, you know. And so for me, I think that was one of the most important things. And it also showed me that, you know, I wasn't the only one out there struggling, because, you know, we tend to struggle on an island, you know, and we think that we're the only ones dealing with this kind of thing. So there's numerous, well, I say this, there's not a retreat that goes by that I don't hear a song, you know, that has either the song itself or it has one or two lines that don't impact me and influence, you know, my direction in any sort of way. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have been doing this, you know, pretty much from the beginning, and truly thankful to Bob Regan for having created this. You know, I mean, Bob Regan, he didn't have to, but he's, you know, that guy, I'd fight anybody for him, man. I'd get in a bar fight right now for that guy. He's just, his heart is amazing. And, you know, and when a lot of people gave up on me, Bob Regan, he didn't. You know, he's this professional songwriter, and this guy was calling me up and checking in on me, you know, to see how I was doing. And so I'm very passionate about the organization. I'm very dedicated to it. And, you know, for me, it's changed my life as well.
John, what about you? What has joining Operation Song meant for you?
I use the example of my daughter a lot, right? So my family's kind of a legacy, right? My dad served in the Army. My grandfather served in the Army. My wife served in the Air Force. I was in the Army. And I would love to have a country in, you know, my daughter's two, you know, so in 16 years, just like Mike's son, I would love to get to a point where I feel comfortable with my daughter joining the military. But in order for me to feel comfortable with that, I feel like I need to ensure that I've built a society and a community in which I know that in 16 years, we as a society are going to continue to support and cherish our military service members and veterans as much as we did after 9/11, right? You know, 9/11 and a terrible day, but if anything, it did one incredibly powerful thing, which is it reminded Americans that there are other people that pay for our freedoms, and there are other people that pay for our sacrifice, that make sacrifices for our liberties. And Operation Song has reminded me last year when I learned about it, and of course this year, every single day when I get to be a part of it, that we now have an obligation to fight for America in America to ensure that Americans don't forget about the sacrifices of veterans and their families. There are so many incredible veterans nonprofits in the country, 501c3s, there's over 47,000 of them in America that serve veterans and military. And in that landscape, it can be really, really confusing in terms of where your dollar goes the farthest, how you can have the most impact on a veteran's life. And I fell in love with Operation Song's mission because not only does it directly support veterans, military personnel, and their families, but it also vows to take those songs to Americans so that that cycle becomes a little easier.
I love it. So much more to get to, a couple more songs, and more details about Operation Song on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
In the words of President Abraham Lincoln, I'd like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives. I'd like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him. Call a Cab Oshkosh wants to wish you a happy 4th of July and remember those who have sacrificed for our freedoms. But most of all, Call a Cab Oshkosh wants you to get home safe. Call them for a ride at 920-350-8886. That's 920-350-8886.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's hard to believe we're down to the last segment of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Big thanks to John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director, Veteran Engagement. We'll hear from them again before the end of the show, but I've got a couple more songs I definitely want to get to today because they're absolutely incredible, like all the songs here and all the songs on the website, operationsong.org. This song is from David Lee and Mike Hatfield. Retired CSM Mike Hatfield describes his life and how, just as his father served, it was his destiny to serve as a soldier. Mike is a warrior's son. This is Warrior's Son.
Well, I wore this set of dog tags to combat in Iraq. My father wore them in Vietnam, but he never made it back. A lot of roads I could have gone down, a million things I could have done. I'm a warrior's son. Well, I was pretty good at baseball. Had a job, a car, and a girl. Could have stayed home like my buddies did, but I wanted to see the world. Now I've walked into places that make most men turn and run. I'm a warrior's son. Some are born to swing a hammer, some wear a suit and tie, and some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done. I'm a warrior. I'm a husband, I'm a father, and my son now wears the boots. He followed in my footsteps, and it was hell that put him through. And I lost a lot of sleep, but I'm sure proud of what he done. He's a warrior's son. Some are born swing a hammer, some to wear a suit and tie, some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done. I'm a warrior's son. I'm a warrior's son.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
In seventh grade, he was always wearing camo. Told everyone he knew what he was born to do. 9/11 changed the world, but it didn't change his mind. When the country needed volunteers, he was first in line. After two tours of duty, he came home and told his family, "My goal has been to make a difference." But they never imagined they'd have to see him draped in a flag at Arlington. He was a hero and a brother and a friend, and his name is Kevin. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength.
Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank her, Marie. Calls and letters came from all the people in his life. Teachers, coaches, long lost friends, so many he inspired. It's beautiful and comforting, but it's no surprise. After 9 long years, he's still in their hearts and on their minds. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank Amory. Stories tumble out, and thank your lucky stars, you know, one of the few, the proud. And every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank Amory. And for Kevin's sake, go thank Amory.
Go thank a Marine. That's about Jenny's son, Kevin Newsom, who's killed in Afghanistan. And it was written by Becca Ray Green and Jenny Newsom. Go thank a Marine on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. John Foti, Operation Song CEO, one more time, how can people help and get involved to make sure this process continues for many, many more years and many, many more veterans?
Yeah, the absolute best way to get involved is to follow, right? So if, you know, if you're hesitant about, you know, the impact of our songs, about the impact of our program, we invite you to just come and listen. Download the app. It's absolutely free. All the music and stories that are on there are really incredible, very powerful. And if you do feel inspired, if you do want to support veterans through this program, just go to operationsong.org. There's about 4 or 5 different places on the website. You could click donate. Every single cent is helpful in our process of serving more veterans.
Again, that's operationsong.org. John Foti, Mike Beyer of Operation Song, thanks for joining me today, guys. Anything we can do to get the word out, we will do. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Happy 4th of July.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control for all your extermination needs. Call 920-303-5754. 920-303-5754.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.